Max, after 2 years, the Northern Lights Festival Boreal gonna have live performances again at Bell Park. What do we have to look forward to mark the 50th anniversary of NLFB?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a big one. There's definitely a real reunion vibe. A lot of people come, you know, writing us, telling us they're coming back to town for the big celebration. So that's really exciting. Can expect a bit of a retrospective aspect, looking back at our history and celebrating it in a number of ways and booking, you know, some of the favorite artists that have appeared throughout the 50 years. But also a ton of new names and some really exciting headliners as well, like St. Paul and the Broken Bones, the New Pornographers, Bombino, and Judy Collins. And yeah, just a real mix of music as usual, folk roots, world, indie, really something for everyone and a lot of discovery to be had.
Discovery is a good way to put it. My husband and I love that. Like we're major like classic rock fans, and it's just interesting to see other genres of music and where, you know, classic rock gets its roots, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would just go to mention, you know, for rock fans, we have an amazing, maybe, you know, sort of in the punk garage vein, but Paul Collins will be coming through. He's from the band The Nerves and The Beat, and The Nerves wrote the song "Hanging on the Telephone" that Blondie ended up covering on their first album. So a bit of a legend of rock and roll songwriting. So yeah, I guess one thing we want to put out there too is like we love our folk and roots music, but there's electronic in here, there's a hip hop, there's rock and roll, there's, you know, all kinds of stuff that has become also a staple of the Northern Lights Festival throughout its long history.
So can you walk us through the grounds when we step into what's going to be happening July 7th to the 10th at Bell Park? How is that all going to be set up?
Yeah, so you come on in and, you know, pick up your ticket, and you can browse a number of vendors, of artisan craft vendors from, you know, all over the province and beyond, actually. And some amazing food as well. And we'll have, of course, you know, two of our larger stages running, the Grace Hartman and Amphitheater at Bell Park, and our Canvas Cabaret stage, we call it. So, you know, the lots of shows throughout the day there, you know, Thursday, Friday in the evenings, but 12 to 12 on Saturday and Sunday. And there's some really cool smaller stages if people haven't been before, where there's some great family entertainment, a full, you know, full day's worth of family entertainers like Sharon and Randy from Sharon, Lois and Bram, or Canadian Folk Music Award winner Spencer Burton, and many more. But also the acoustic stage where a lot of our workshops happen. And workshops are something that's really unique to Northern Lights that we like to try and tell people about because it's sort of hard to get if you haven't seen one. But we take people from these different groups and put them on stage kind of usually in a sort of a casual, like round circle format, and they share songs and jam with each other and tell stories about the tunes and how they were written. And it really gives something, first of all, unique performances you cannot see anywhere else. And it really, you know, gives you a bit of background on the music and how it's made, and it's really cool.
Why do you think the Northern Lights Festival Boreal has endured for 5 decades, Max?
That's a good question. I mean, definitely a supportive community and, you know, hours and hours and hours of volunteer work. Like, Northern Lights has a you know, very small staff. It's really mostly volunteer run. So that's been huge. But I think, you know, when I say we, I mean, you know, the organization created something really unique. And, you know, there's similar things happening. You know, you go back to the 70s, they were popping up, you know, in Toronto, in Orillia, like places. But in the north, you know, population's a little more sparse, and I think it's super cool that the organization managed to carve out this place and, you know, was really, you know, one of the, especially in the early days, one of the first major presenters of, like, Francophone music, world music, folk music, and much, much more, you know. So I think, you know, that legacy has endured. And I think also, you know, it's an accessible kind of festival. It's not just one kind of music. So I think it draws a lot of different people. When people, when advertisers ask, who's your target audience? We don't really know what to say, because it's anyone from great grandma to, you know, my 2-year-old son. So it's really, there's a party aspect, but there's also a family aspect. And it's, you know, I think that multifaceted kind of diverse atmosphere is really what has given it the attention and support that it's had over the 50 years.
You're very passionate about this. How does it feel to be the artistic director of the 50th anniversary of the Northern Lights Festival Boreal, Max?
Oh, it's an absolute honor, you know, especially after the last couple of years where we did manage to present alternative festivals, but not the same. Yeah, it's an absolute honor and pleasure to be here. Actually, my dad was one of a few founders of the festival back in the 70s. So it's really a family tradition for me. And yeah, it's an absolute honor for sure.
Let's talk about the headliners a little bit. What can you tell us? What can we have to look forward to on the main stage?
Sure. So yeah, Thursday night, we're, you know, it's a group we've been trying to book for a while. So it's a real coup for us. The New Pornographers, you know, certainly one of Canada's most influential indie rock groups, you know, having launched the career of other artists like Nico Case and Destroyer. So super excited for that. Thursday night, our headliner is an artist we presented before in our March festival, Bombino. He's Grammy nominated. He's the first artist from the country of Niger ever to be nominated for a Grammy. He's an amazing guitarist. A lot of there's this amazing electric guitar music that's coming out of West Africa, and he's at the forefront of that. They call him the Jimi Hendrix of the Sahara, or Noisy even called him the world's greatest guitarist. So people are definitely going to want to check that out. On Saturday, we're super thrilled to have snagged an amazing band from Alabama, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. For those who don't know them, they're rooted in like vintage soul, like southern soul music, but it extends into psychedelic indie rock, and that's going to be a real high-energy, fun show. And then on Sunday, we have headlining the American folk icon Judy Collins, who, you know, was huge during the 60s, you know, the Greenwich Village scene, which Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen, people like that came out of. And she, yeah, just an amazing interpreter of song, and such a privilege to have this icon grace our stages. But yeah, and you know, there's so much else. I really encourage people to just take a look on our website. You know, I could name off a bunch, but
well, why don't you give us, what's the website?
NLFB.ca.
Okay.
And yeah, head to the artist section. We do have a schedule up now, so you can get an idea of when everything's going on as well.
Well, Max, I want to wish you every good luck in everything that goes along with putting together the Northern Lights Festival Boreal. And I'd like to thank you, the staff, the volunteers, for really looking forward to the 50th anniversary of this wonderful festival. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And yeah, thanks for that shout out to the volunteers and everything. That's really our lifeblood. So thank you so much.